it's amazing to be part of the Emblem of Node. The history of the Airmen of Note, I think, is a very interesting story. You know, both the Army and the Air Force can claim, you know, ties to the legendary Major Glenn Miller. So in World War II, you know, the way that we tell the story, the Air Force sort of stole him. The Army Air Forces sort of stole him from the Army and used him as of course, a troop morale tool all through the European theater during the war. So the last performance of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the Army Air Forces Orchestra, was right here on Bowling Air Force Base. So several years later, the commander of the base was a gentleman by the name of Brigadier General Sidney Grubbs. And he thought that, you know, as great as the musical organization was here, the one thing that was missing was a dance band to entertain the troops, because of course that was the music of the day. So he set in motion, and they, in 1950, the Airmen of Note became a full-time, well, originally a dance band, but essentially a jazz ensemble that continues today to, you know, be used as a community relations tool as well as entertaining troops.
Thank you.
The Errand of Note's been around since 1950, so the mission really is to continue to portray the excellence, you know, represent that excellence of airmen and the United States Air Force, you know, all over the globe. I feel blessed that I've had the opportunity to travel the world and share this music and honor the tradition and legacy. And, you know, to a lot of people, you know, this may be the only part of America that they know or get to see. We may be the only Americans they may see in their country. And, you know, to be able to bridge that gap with this universal language of music, and particularly, you know, America's, you know, the only American art form, jazz music, you know, is quite an honor.
I told you I love you, now get out. Jake, just how much can a good girl take? I told you I love you, now get out. There may be times when I need you, there's no doubt. Baby, now you're something I can do without. So just leave your number and go on home, and don't wait with sandwiches by the phone. I told you I love you, now get out. Strings on me, get hip, you can lean on the 518. Now don't go away saying I've been mean, cause unlike any gal I can change my ways. Your round trip ticket's good for 60 days. I told you I love you, now get out. No strings on me. You must get hip. You can lean on the 518. Now don't you go saying I've been mean. Cause like any gal, I can change my ways. Your round trip ticket's good for 60 whole days now. You don't have to go home, but baby can't stay here. I told you I love you.
Whenever we have an opening in the Airmen of Note, we always look for the best person out there, you know, regardless of race, religion, sex. We're looking for the most qualified person, and you know, I think that when you look back at the history of the band, it's pretty evident that we've been successful in doing that.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together. I love you so. While I think about that weather when lights are low. Two hearts revealing music half charms. Life so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender. Love's all aglow. Why think about that weather when lights are low?
The sound that we have, as you look back through history, you know, there have been several staff arrangers, but we have three main eras of the band that we had arrangers who were so good, they created a distinct sound for this ensemble. To have somebody, people at such a high level writing, creating a sound that is uniquely ours, is just amazing. There have been so many moments. The most recent was our concert a couple of weeks ago here with Cyrus Chestnut, where I look around the bandstand and I just can't believe I'm part of this. Literally, the hair stands up on my arms, and I think to myself, I'm part of this. I'm just amazed that I'm part of something so special. music is the universal language, and that's it's been known to open doors that that people don't want to have a conversation, and you know, once they hear some music, you know, it tends to calm the savage beast.